all of these social media platforms, whether it's Facebook or Instagram or Clubhouse or any of them, YouTube even, the main focus of each and every one of these platforms is attention. They are fighting for your attention.
There's over 1.9 million podcasts. Most of them never see the results they expected. They want to monetize, but their show ends up costing them money, and they never achieve the listenership they desire. This show will help you launch, grow, monetize, and inspire with your podcast. Get ready to take notes, because here's your host, Adam Adams.
What's up? What's up? It's me, Adam Adams. I'm excited to chat with you today because we're talking about one of my favorite pieces. I remember in the trailer episode, I believe it was, that I mentioned to you that kind of what sets me apart is being a geek as well as a marketer at the same time. Well, I think that's critical. I think that's really important. So if you don't identify as a geek or a marketer, you might want to work with us so that we can kind of fill in those gaps for you. Because I love geeking out on all the little details and the fine minutiae that goes into podcasting. I enjoy it. It's something that's fun for me. It's something that's rewarding for me. And I know we do a great job at it. And the marketing is huge. There's a couple pieces with the marketing that I want to give to you right now. One of them is that you want to do as much as you can. And the other one is I want to give you some of those examples of what you could be doing. And so when we talk about doing as much as you can, when it comes to marketing, with your marketing efforts, your growth strategies for your podcast, I really want you to be doing as much as possible. I have over a dozen different strategies that my team uses for our podcast and also for friends' podcasts and clients' podcasts to just grow them and get them to the next level. So we use well over a dozen. When we work with these different strategies, they are all at different times and at different places. And sometimes one of them doesn't work on a certain podcast or for a certain avatar that we're promoting to. For example, just think of some of these marketing strategies that others have told you. Think of them as tools in a tool belt. And now you're a handyman or a handy person. You're a handy woman, handy person. And you got this tool belt on you and you've got a whole tool belt, but it just has the hammer. All you got is a hammer. You're not going to be able to do very many jobs. Like, for example, if somebody needs an electrical job and you're a handy person, and you're not going to be able to do that without being able to have a screwdriver and probably, what are they called? They're like these pliers for electricians where it can cut the wire, it can strip the wire, and it can bend the wire. And they're really, really nice. I think they're made by Klein Tools, not that I'm a sponsored by Klein, but this is just a tool that you'll need if you're a handy person and you need to do an electrical job. So you're kind of screwed just by having only that hammer. You can get a lot done with a hammer. You can cause a lot of damage with a hammer. You can drive in a lot of nails with a hammer, but you can't do so many of the other jobs. You need lots of tools. And sometimes you'll show up to a job and you just won't have the right tools. And it means that you can't get paid. I want you to be able to get paid. So I want you to utilize all these tools. But just remember, when you're listening on Clubhouse, when you're listening to different podcasts, when you're talking to other podcasters about what they are doing in order to kind of grow their podcast and do some marketing, every single strategy is just another tool. You might not need that exact tool. That tool might not work for your audience. That tool might not work for your podcast. That tool might not work this month. It might have worked last month, but now it doesn't work. So the more of these tools you can be armed with, the better. So as I've mentioned, we use over a dozen different marketing strategies for our podcast, for our friends' podcasts, and for clients as well when we're growing their shows. And if I spent time going through all dozen, then honestly, we'd be here for a couple of hours and all we would be talking about is all these different shiny objects. You don't need to chase a whole bunch of shiny objects in the beginning. You eventually want as many of these tools in your tool belt as you possibly can. But I'm just going to share with you four different ideas out of the dozen plus. I'm just going to share with you four ideas that we continue to implement and we really enjoy. They seem to be pulling in lots and lots and lots of podcast listeners for my show and for a lot of our clients' shows as well. So out of these four that I'll share with you, and hopefully it only takes the next 5 or 10 minutes, it might go along this time. As I share these four with you, I'm going to give you plenty of detail. I'm going to give it to you in a way that's tangible and will allow you to actually grow your podcast. Regardless, if you've already started it or you're about to launch, you need to listen to these four examples. First, I like this example of utilizing just one episode. One episode that it gets a lot of traction already. And a quick tip that might help you is there's a website called Answer the Public, and you can use that website for free. You don't really even have to pay to use Answer the Public. So when you go on there, you'll type in your genre. So for me, I do podcasting. I help podcasters go to the next level. So I will type in the word podcasting as my genre because that's my show. And so I type in podcasting and it's going to give me like a little spider web, a bubble in the middle. And there's tons of spokes off this way and that way and down and up and left and right and all of the diagonals as well, where it goes into different topics, main categories that people might be asking about automatically on the internet. And then you can click on those bubbles and it'll open up even more and show you lots of different questions that people are specifically asking. And so if you utilized one, found one episode that had a lot of traction and it also aligned with what they say on Answer the Public that your perfect listener already wants to know. If you're a real estate podcast, for example, you might type in real estate. That's the middle bubble. And then on to the side, it might say how to find deals, or it might say how to be an investor, how to get my first rental. You know, there's all of these different options. How do I start fix and flipping? What's the cheapest way to do a wholesale deal? And these are some of the questions that if you had like a real estate podcast that your perfect avatar wants to know. So you take that episode in conjunction with what you learned on Answer the Public, and then you can create an ad. Another resource that I can give you is Headliner. So write it down, Headliner. Now, when you work with my team, we do this for you already, so you don't have to stress. Like if you're hiring me, then you don't need to get Headliner. You don't need to figure all these things out. You can just offload it and let us handle it for you and grow your show. I know that 99% of you won't be able to work with my team because we can only take on a certain amount. We're a small team and we're serving people and we're serving them at a high level, but there might be only 1% of you that has the opportunity to work directly with us. So for those of you who aren't, I just need you to be able to learn this so you can implement it and practice it and do it. So write it down. It's called Headliner. Headliner. What they do is they create audiograms and videograms for you. So you can automatically basically push a button where a snippet of your episode that was already popular and that was already answering people from answerthepublic.com, a snippet, and I'm talking somewhere like really it should be 17 seconds or less. That's the proven number, 17 seconds or less. But if you can't make it 17 seconds or less, yes, you could make it 30 seconds, 60 seconds, or even like 2 or 3 minutes. Just try your best to keep it short. The science will tell you that it should be 17 seconds or less. And what you'll do with that clip, with that snippet, is you can create an ad on Facebook. So it's one episode where you create an ad on Facebook where it's like 17 seconds, it's a teaser, it gets exciting, it draws your exact perfect listener in. It has a call to action that just basically says, listen to the episode here. So there's going to be a link where they can click and they can start listening to that episode. And if you're giving them an episode that's already popular, that's already answering the public, and it's perfect for them because you researched and wanted to make sure that they'd be interested in it, then this ad should work really, really well to be able to get people excited about your podcast, sharing your podcast, and listening to more than just that one episode. They might start downloading the others. They should start downloading the others. So that is really effective. So number one was one episode. Number two is two blogs, two different blogs. And the types of blogs that you can go with, for example, one blog might be an industry-related blog, and another type of blog might be a podcast listener blog. So the industry-related blog, I've got a friend who runs a very interesting podcast that I was able to be a part of. It's called the Entrepreneur Sushi Club podcast. And it's interesting. It's entrepreneurs that are also interested in sushi. It's sushi lovers that are also interested in entrepreneurship. They have a lot of fun on this podcast. Well, for them, they are the only example that I can think of in my mind right now that actually would be able to be on two different types of industry-related blogs. With the blogs in the industry, most of us, we can only be in one. If you're a real estate investor, you might only do a real estate investing blog. But if you're the Entrepreneur Sushi Club podcast, then you're going to A, publish on sushi blogs, and B, publish on entrepreneurial blogs, because I think you'd actually be able to get both. But for you and I are more likely to be able to just focus on one. So I'm Adam Adams, and I would focus on just podcasting blogs, blogs about podcasts, blogs about podcasting and growth strategies and marketing and how to go to the next level with your podcast and what types of equipment you need to buy for your podcast. Blogs in my industry would just be simply that. And you're most likely going to be that way as well. But when I say there's two blogs, the second blog is really focused on podcast listeners. So for me, I need to put up a banner ad on a blog about podcasting, how to be a better podcaster. And I could also put out another banner ad on a different type of blog, one where podcast listeners are going to get to the next step. And that way, in my industry, the people that are already trying to learn the things that I teach on this show will be able to find me. And people that are already podcast listeners, they're not having to swim upstream to learn a new app on podcasting, because there's only, you know, a certain amount of millions of people that currently know what a podcast is. Podcasts are growing. So those listeners that already are looking for a show, I can get in front of them at that moment where they're trying to find a show to listen to. And I can reach out there and say, hey, if you like podcasts, why don't you become a podcaster? We help you to XYZ when you listen to the podcast on podcasting. So that'll be relevant to you as well. Number two was utilizing two different blogs. Number one was one episode. Number two is two blogs. Number three is three platforms. So one episode, two blogs, three platforms. And there is a ton of different platforms that you can choose from. For example, there's Meetup and LinkedIn and Facebook and TikTok and Clubhouse and Instagram and Twitter and Reddit and Snapchat and Pinterest and so many more. The goal here is to pick three platforms or less. The goal is to pick three or less. So one episode, two blogs, three platforms. Remember not to go past three ever. Most of the time when I work for clients and I help them to be able to market and grow their show, I focus on Meetup first. Meetup.com is kind of cool because I can really hone in on any market that's out there. If I want to focus and grow somebody's influence, like for example, in Dallas, then I just go onto my meetup.com app and I search just Dallas. I only put in like the, you know, maybe DFW, the Plano and Fort Worth and everything. And I'll just put those zip codes in and then I'll select like who I want to find that's in that market. So for example, if I want to find mountain bikers in Dallas or mountain bikers in Arkansas or mountain bikers in, you know, British Columbia, then what I'll end up doing is I'll find that meetup. I'll hone in on the geography first, like utilizing the zip code. And then I also will start searching for whatever it is that I'm looking for. Like, for example, on my show, if I wanted to have New Yorkers who were in podcasting, I'd go to a meetup.com and I'd go to New York City, Manhattan, for example. And then I would just geographically search there and I would look for podcasters there. And then I'd be able to start connecting with the people one-on-one individually with private messaging. So with the three platforms, really looking at private message campaigns that are going to connect with your exact avatar. Now, as I record this, Clubhouse doesn't have its own private message by itself. It's integrated currently with Instagram. That's just what's going on as I record this. I'm sure that'll change as soon as it's published, but with Clubhouse, I still have them on there. I still have that social media platform on there because it'll integrate with the Instagram. So just remember, if I'm saying something that's outdated, just because that changed overnight, whatever, it's totally fine. And it still means it'll still help you to be able to learn this. So with the three platforms, I usually use meetup.com. I also like LinkedIn. It's very searchable. It's really easy for me to go in the search bar. And what I probably should do is I could create a video where I teach you how can you use LinkedIn for this purpose. And I'll teach you how to do that in a video. And I'll make sure that that is attached, like the link to that video will be attached just in the show notes. So I'll show it to you on Meetup. I'll show it to you on LinkedIn as well. And I'll show it to you on Facebook. So these are the three main ones that I use with my team. And so I'll create a video that teaches exactly how you can use that. Since, as I said before, probably there's a ton of people like that listen to the show and not probably only 1% of you will have the opportunity to work with us directly. So I'm going to create a video that walks you through Meetup, walks you through LinkedIn, and walks you through Facebook. And the link will be in the show notes of this episode, episode 4. So you could just scroll down and have that resource connected with this so you can really learn how to do it. And then you might not be fully on board with using Facebook or LinkedIn or Meetup or for your exact avatar. Now, usually these three work great, but maybe TikTok's going to work better for you or Clubhouse, Instagram, Twitter, Reddit, Snapchat, or Pinterest. Maybe your exact avatar hangs out on Pinterest. And so you can do these private message campaigns there. But I love the usability for this purpose on Meetup, LinkedIn, and Facebook. So I'll create that video for you. It'll be attached to the show notes here. So jump on over. Number four, I threw in as organic social media, even though we're talking about some social media platforms in number three. The reason that I want to specify the word and term organic with this social media is because it's the one thing that you can do where you don't have to really pay anybody to do it. So for example, with the one episode and utilizing a Facebook ad, you got to pay for those Facebook ads. You just have to. And in many cases, you have to pay for somebody who understands how to do Facebook ads, who can run that Facebook ad for you and understands, you know, how to look at the metrics, how to track it, how to make sure you're not just simply boosting a post, for example. Do not do that. And also with the blogs, those are paid. Like when you're getting a banner ad on an industry-related blog, or when you're putting a banner ad on a podcast listener blog where they're looking for a new podcast, you're going to pay for that. And with the platforms that I mentioned, all the private message campaign, you're either going to pay for it with a lot of time and effort, private messaging people, or you're going to pay for it by having like my team take care of it for you. And so I want to make sure that there is a option that's completely, completely free, because I don't know what your budget is specifically. So this fourth option, organic social media, is completely free. And I only want to give you a couple of quick takeaways for organic social media. The first takeaway is that you need to really understand that all of these social media platforms, whether it's Facebook or Instagram or Clubhouse or any of them, YouTube even, the main focus of each and every one of these platforms is attention. They are fighting for your attention. The reason they're fighting for your attention is because they actually make money when you stay on their platform. YouTube makes money when you stay on YouTube. iTunes makes money when you stay on iTunes, and so on and so forth. Facebook wants you to be on Facebook. Meetup wants you to be on Meetup. Pinterest wants you to be on Pinterest. TikTok wants you to stay on TikTok. And so that's the first and main takeaway, is just understanding that they need you on their platform. They have investors and they have stockholders and they have advertisers. The only way for Facebook, for example, to make money is to keep you on Facebook. And I think they have over 2 billion or something like that impressions every day on Facebook. And I think Pinterest is like 250 million impressions every day. I'll go ahead and leave a link to buffer.com where I'm getting these stats. Just I'll leave it in the show notes. I took just a second to make sure that I could queue up this link in case you were curious. And what it's all about is it shows all of the social media platforms, a lot more than I mentioned to you. But it also talks about the monthly active users. And Facebook's got 2.23 billion monthly active users. And for example, and Pinterest being a lot smaller, one of the smallest ones on this site, it's showing that it has about 250 million monthly active users. Anyway, the link will be there so you can kind of see what I'm looking at. I want to help you to be able to utilize organic social media. And that first takeaway was really important, where you have to just totally understand that these platforms make money when you stay there. And so here are the lessons. A, don't share outside links. For example, when you have your podcast up and running and you want to promote it on social media, a thing that you definitely should not do is post a link to your podcast. And you are thinking to yourself, what are they supposed to just somehow magically get to it? How do I get them to listen to my podcast if I don't put a link? Well, here's the problem. If you put a link in a post and say, listen to my podcast, check out my podcast can help you, here's the link to it. Facebook and other platforms like LinkedIn, they have built in a algorithm that lets them know if there's a xyz.com. If they see something that is a hyperlink that can get you from their platform where they're fighting for your attention to a completely different platform where they're also fighting for your attention, all of a sudden they go to Apple Podcasts and they listen and binge listen to a whole bunch of your episodes, then they're not on Facebook. Then they're not getting value, especially YouTube. YouTube is a major, major one that these other platforms don't want you to go to YouTube. YouTube, they've got cat videos there, for example. You're going to get stuck in YouTube watching, you know, 3-minute cat videos over and over and over. And so we've seen that all of these social media platforms, they seize up, they freeze up, they have an algorithm that will literally shadow ban. We call it shadow banning. It'll blacklist your post because you're sending somebody to another fun site and they don't want that. So they figured that out. So that's the first thing you can do. The second thing that you can do, because you know that Facebook wants to keep people on the platform, is you need to start engaging with your listener, with your audience, I mean. You want to start engaging with your perfect audience on social media. As you engage with all of your friends and family, what's going to happen is that social media platform is going to say, wow, when this person is making a post, they actually stay on the platform and they keep others on the platform too. So how do you do that? Well, let me share with you the best way that I know how. If you actually post questions, if you propose a question, there is something weird about human psychology. When you're asking for advice, when you're asking for help, when you're asking for opinions, it stops your friends and connections, whether you're on LinkedIn or whatever, it stops them dead in their tracks. It's called a pattern interrupt. Write that down. It's a pattern interrupt. I also call it stop the scroll, because we're mundanely scrolling through LinkedIn and Facebook and Twitter and all these things. We're just scrolling and scrolling and scrolling. We very rarely engage because the posts themselves very rarely require engagement. But every now and again, we will stop the scroll because of a pattern interrupt, because of a question in general, and we will engage on that post by giving our opinion, our thoughts, our impressions, our support. As we ask questions, it's easier for us to get the most amount of value out of utilizing social media platforms. So I hope that makes sense. And I have one more takeaway for you as you're utilizing social media, and that is that you want to use the new features. When, like on Snapchat, for example, they started with their stories, and that was a big feature. And when you use the stories on Snapchat, thousands of people that never even knew you started seeing it, because while it was new, they were pushing those people that were using it in front of everybody because it was that new feature that they were trying to promote. And same thing when it got taken on by Instagram and Facebook with the stories, that newer feature had better algorithms to get that post seen. So number one, don't post links. Number two, make sure you're engaging. And number three, make sure that you're using the new features. Stories, the live feature. Facebook Live, for example, is the cream of the crop. Just below that is uploading native content like a native video. And then as you keep going down and down and down, the worst thing you can do is bring in an outside link to a different video. If you want to upload a native video, now what native means is it really means that it's only on that one platform. So like with the organic social media, you doing a live through, I'm thinking it's called StreamYard, and StreamYard, I think it'll let you go on like 8 different platforms all at the same time. That isn't native. There's an algorithm that works against you when you're utilizing StreamYard and a lot of these other services that allow you to go live on like Twitter and Facebook and Instagram all at the same time. Because each of those platforms is like, this is not native content. Even if you're using StreamYard and only going to Facebook, Facebook still says, uh-oh, there's a good chance that this is getting published on lots of other platforms. It's not native content. I'm going to squash it. When uploading native content, you really want it to only be on that one platform. And actually, many of these, you know, Reddit and Twitter and Snapchat and Instagram and TikTok and many of the other ones, they actually have like covenants or something like that you agree to, a contract or covenants that basically says that you're not allowed to use StreamYard and other things like that to go into multiple platforms and their platform. It has to be native. So just to give you a quick example, but always utilize those new things. So when they come out with something new, you want to go ahead and use that, and you're going to get a lot more traction. So that's actually a wrap for this episode. And in general, I want these episodes to be very, very short and concise. It's just that with all of the details that I wanted to give you for these four things, I felt like I really had to give it to you in a tangible way where you could take it and run with it and start growing your podcast today. So look for that link to buffer.com if you're curious. I'm not saying you got to go there. And then if you do want to see how I use Meetup and LinkedIn and Facebook to find my perfect person, how do I identify my avatar? I have that video all queued up and it'll be in the show notes and you can just click that and then go straight over and watch me kind of show you how to use Meetup, LinkedIn, and Facebook for that purpose. All right. That was awesome. Those are some really good marketing and growth strategies for your podcast. Doing as much as you can, having the most amount of tools in your tool belt. And even though I have over a dozen, and I said dozen earlier, even though I have over a dozen of these strategies, these four tend to be more universal. They tend to work for everyone. So these are the four that I wanted to suggest to you today so that you can use them and take them and run with them. The next episode is all about monetization. Now that you have a big podcast, now that you have lots of listeners, how do you actually make money? So I'm going to share with you all the ways that you can make money. I'm going to share with you several ways that I made money. And it's going to surprise you because my podcast, my other podcast, has made over $1 million. And that's a wrap for this episode. In the next episode, episode number 5, you're going to learn all of the different types of monetization strategies that there are. I'm going to go over a few of them. One of these monetization strategies, I literally pulled in over $1 million on a podcast that only had 35,000 downloads per month. Just one of the strategies that I'm about to share with you on the next episode, episode number 5, allowed me to be able to make more than $1 million just from that one. And I'm going to share that and others. One of them that I made $3,500 per month for a few months. And even another one where my team and I have been able to make hundreds of thousands several times a year. And so I'll share with you each and every one of those and kind of how it'll apply to you so you can make the most amount of money. And then again, as you know, episode number 6 is some major pitfalls, mistakes that I've seen a lot of people make. And I want to help you to be able to not make those mistakes. All right. I'll see you on the next episode. That's a wrap. This episode is brought to you by growyourshow.com. Grow Your Show lets you be the star of your show while we handle all the hard stuff. We offer reliable and affordable post-production services that allow you to grow your show organically without all the work. So go ahead and check out the website right now and feel free to schedule a call with me and let's take your show to the next level. Again, growyourshow.com. You just press record. We handle the rest.